Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort, no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning into the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I have had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Good morning, Hope Fiends, and happy Monday. I missed you guys last week. I took a little bit of a break from podcasting, and in the spirit of honesty, I've taken a couple of weeks from social media. I needed to take some time to get refocused and get reconnected to myself and my soul in order to really give you guys what I believe I'm supposed to be sharing with you. And that's what I want to talk about this week, about taking time to pause and to be still. And not like perfect stillness, but to be with yourself. I think this is really important. But first, I want to share a little bit, because as I record this, it's October 27th. It'll come out on October 28th, and it is a new moon right now. And in the words of Forever Conscious, the Scorpio new moon on October 27th to 28th brings a wave of transformative energy. It is time to rebirth ourselves and our identity. It is time to step into the new. But before we can do this, we have to venture into the dark night of the soul. We have to go deep. Ask ourselves the hard questions and face up to all that is blocking us from rising. I don't know about you guys, but for me, this has really been present lately. And I'm noticing with a lot of the people I talk to, there's been this, not darkness happening, but just deep questions and wondering what we're supposed to be doing, and kind of the dark night of the soul, as they put in their wording there, or second comings, new beginnings type of thing. So if you guys are experiencing this right now, don't worry. There's nothing wrong with you. It's perfectly normal. I find I tend to ebb and flow with the moon cycles. And so for me, I've gone out today and collected a few things from nature, and I'm going to do a moon ceremony after this recording. I don't know if that's something you guys do or not. If it is, there's plenty you can find on the internet. I eventually will probably be holding moon circles. Not yet, but that's coming in the future, so stay tuned for that. But even if that's not something you want to do, even just journaling or something, just bringing in the new energy, the positive energy, the light that you want to experience in this next phase of your development. There are various different ways to do that. As I said, journaling, writing it out and burning it, moon ceremonies. You can put your crystals under the moonlight. You can put water in a drinking container and put it under the moonlight to absorb the energy. All sorts of different things you can do for new moons and full moons. And if all of that sounds really wonky to you, then you don't have to do that. You can just set an intention for yourself, or you don't even have to do that. And that goes back to what I want to talk about today. You are a valuable human being on this planet. You matter, and your voice matters. But you have to believe that. You have to put yourself first and your needs first and take care of yourself. So if you want to do a moon ceremony, then do a moon ceremony. If you think that's wonky and ridiculous, then don't do it, and that's okay too. It's all about you. Now, I'm not saying here to be selfish and self-centered and make everything all about you and everything that everyone says is all about you. That's not what I'm talking about here. But I do think it's important to listen to your soul and what your soul needs. It was really hard for me last week to not record a podcast and upload it for you guys. But I knew I wasn't in the right space to share it. And my soul was telling me, don't share anything this week. Just take a break. And I listened. And now I'm coming back at you guys full of passion, full of fire, full of excitement and love. So much love and light to share with you guys. I don't know that I would have had that last week. Not that anything was going on in my life. It just wasn't there. So I listened to my soul. And that can be often very small, subtle nudges. If my soul is screaming at me, I tend to find that's not so much my soul, but more my ego mind trying to protect me and keep me safe. There is the occasional time my soul screams at me when it's tried to give me 500 signs, all kinds of card readings, and I'm still saying, well, just send one more sign to be so I can be sure. But it's pretty rare that I do that these days. I tend to listen and I tend to hear. Taking the action is the tricky part sometimes, because often what the soul is asking us to do is outside of our comfort zone. It's outside of that which we know. But are we really afraid of the unknown, or are we afraid of being embarrassed? Because for me, it's more a fear of putting myself out there and hearing crickets, like you guys just heard there. It's a fear of putting myself out there and rejection. There's all these fears, and I've been working through them the past little bit, because I have gifts to share with the world. I am a healer. People always tell me my presence is healing. I have healing hands that when I put my hands on people that are in physical pain, their pain relieves. I'm able to do energy healing and light healing and all these things. And I sit here and I don't share that very much because, in the spirit of honesty, because it scares me a little, because of how powerful it is. The distance healing that I have done for people has changed their lives, and I'm sitting here keeping it to myself because what if it's bigger than me? Well, of course it is. It's not of me. It's of the divine. And it's time to get out of our own way. Whatever your thing is, do it. One of the things I always wanted to do is write a book. I'm currently in the process of writing my solo book. I've written in 2 co-authored books, and it's an incredible, empowering feeling. Both of those books you can get from me. Reach out to me on social media, and I will get you your copy mailed to you with a personal love note from me. One is called The Great Canadian Woman, She Is Strong and Free. It's all about stories of rising and strength from difficult circumstances. The other is called It's Okay to Not Be Okay, and it's stories about people overcoming mental health challenges. So, you know, just incredible how both those experiences came to be. The universe just kind of placed them in my path and made it possible for me to be a part of them. And how could I say no? I had to listen to that yes, that heartfelt yes. If you see something on social media or on an advertisement that you just automatically go, I have to do that. I need to do that. I'm going to do that. And then the thought that follows is, how will I afford it? There's no way I can do it. That second thought is your ego brain trying to keep you safe. That first thought is your soul going, hey, this is going to help you grow. And I can't tell you the number of times that has happened to me, and I've reached out to the person that's got the ad out, and something has been arranged to make it possible for me to be involved in that thing that my soul wanted in ways that I never would have thought possible. So always reach out to people and just see what's possible. Your soul knows the path that you haven't yet experienced, that is going to help you reach your highest level. a friend of mine and I were talking today, and they said, I wish I had a crystal ball. And I thought about it for a minute, and I thought, we all have a crystal ball that knows the future. The problem is, we can't see the future, but our soul knows our future. And our soul knows our future no matter which choice we make in any given circumstance, because it knows both paths. The thing is, we have to take time to connect to it. And that can be different for every human being. Meditation does not have to be sitting still for 4 hours at a time, chanting or not chanting and being quiet and focusing on one word. For some people, that type of meditation really works. For others, it's very difficult. So find ways to connect to your soul that work for you. For some people, that's cranking the tunes and dancing with themselves and hearing those whispers in the soul. For some people, that's sitting with crystals and allowing the crystal energy to connect them to their soul. For some people, it's oracle cards. All of these things in which I do, oracle card readings, healing sessions to connect to your soul, and I actually speak to your soul. I'm currently in the process of learning to commune with the angels. There's people that can talk to the loved ones that have passed on. There are psychics that can kind of give you a guiding post for what's to come next. There's all these people out there with all these abilities to help you get connected to that piece of you that knows the way. But you have to be willing. You have to be willing to do the work to reconnect to that part of you that's always been there, that's always been with you, that has supported you through the difficult times, that if you're going through a difficult time right now, is carrying you through. That part of you that is connected to the divine, the oneness of all human beings, the oneness of nature, the loving energy of life force that brought life into your lungs when you were breath into your lungs when you were little, and life into your body, that soul essence that is of a higher being. It's a higher consciousness. I really truly believe that the world we live in right now is full of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional beings who are trying to fit themselves into a box of third dimensional living. I myself have been doing that for far too long. We all have gifts. We all have things to bring to the world, but we're keeping ourselves stuck because we're trying to fit into boxes that we don't belong in. And the only box I want to be in is the refrigerator box that I turned into a rocket ship when I was a kid, that doing it again as an adult is fun to do. That's the only box any of us should ever try to fit in, and not for too long, just long enough to play some make-believe. And then we got to get out of those boxes and let our light shine, because the world needs your light. Yours, not anybody else's. Stop comparing yourself to everyone else out there. It is not doing you any good. Comparisonitis is killing the dream that you have in your soul, that you've either forgotten about, have shushed, or are trying to make the most of the life you have and ignore. But that dream needs you to attempt to achieve it. Because through doing that, the ripple effects of you speaking your words, making your videos, writing your songs, writing your prose, telling someone you love them that you've wanted to tell for a while, that you're scared, whatever it is for you that you need to do to reach that next level of consciousness, the ripple effects of that you can't even see and may not even know about. But when we step in to who we are at our core, which, by the way, is love for everyone, it's love, connection, divinity, serenity, peace, mixed with a little bit of anger at times and frustration and passion. We are intricate beings filled with so many beautiful things. The stars and galaxies and moons are in our souls and in our hearts. We just have to let the light shine. Let it shine. Without fear of what anyone thinks. Because if the universe wanted you to know what other people thought of you, it would give you the ability to read minds. And if you have that ability, please reach out to me because I want you in my corner. But we don't have the ability to read minds because what other people think of us is none of our business. The only opinion of us that matters is the one we hold of ourselves. And if you are beating yourself up, stop it. Stop it right now because you are beautiful, you are divine, and you are an epic, integral part of this day and this time and this moment, and the world needs you. We need you doing whatever it is that lights you up. Because if you're not doing it, nobody's doing it. And the world is missing out on all that you are supposed to bring to light. I had a reading with my good friend Samara. If you're interested in her contact information, please reach out to me. She does breakthrough calls. She's kind of like a spiritual intuitive medium for business owners, and the things she shared with me were incredible, were amazing. She saw things in me that many others have seen along the way, but she brought it to light for me in a way that made me realize I have to stop getting in my own way. Because not only does the world need me to step into my gifts and into my light and out of the spiritual closet, but my daughter needs me too, because she is also a change maker in the making. And if I don't show the path of how to really step into what the universe needs us to do, she won't know how to do it when her time comes. And that isn't okay. And the people that are suffering because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing fully yet is not okay. And that's why I'm bringing it to light and I'm getting the things done in the background that need to be done in order to really launch into the world and let people know that I am available for healing sessions. I am available for guidance. I am available for a community. All these things that are coming. I'm available for oracle card readings. Because I am available for all those things, but I don't talk about it. Because what if someone doesn't like it? Well, there's going to be people that don't like it. But as long as I know I'm doing my best to support those that do need me, that's all that matters. So whatever your thing is, whatever your soul is asking of you, go do it. Do it now. Whether that means taking a nice hot bath to relax, going for a walk in the sunshine or in the rain or whatever, cuddling with your animals, reading a book to your children. If you don't have children and you don't have animals, maybe it's painting a picture because it was something you enjoyed as a kid. Figure out what that one thing you really need to do right now is and do it. My challenge for you this week is to take time each day doing something loving for yourself. For yourself and only you. Not because the kids need you to, not because it's on the to-do list, but because you want to, you feel like you need to, and it's something you're going to feel good about. And that can be anything from making your bed in the morning, not because it's something you have to do, but because you want to come home to a neatly made bed when you end your day that make you feel calm and relaxed. To journaling in your journal about 5 wonderful things about yourself that you fell in love with today or over the years. To whatever is loving for you. Maybe it's eating something that you really enjoy that's a treat once in a while. I don't recommend food as a comfort all the time, but once in a while is okay. Maybe it's enjoying a candlelit dinner with yourself because you matter and it's time to give yourself some romance. Maybe it's giving yourself a hug. I don't know what that looks like for you, but take time each day to do something completely loving for yourself because you are important and you deserve to be loved first by you, then by the rest of the world. And in order to spread love in the world, you have to give yourself love to feel lovable and able to give that love. I'm wishing you so much love on your journey today and this week. I look forward to connecting with you more. And remember, you matter. Your voice matters. Your soul matters. Pay attention to it. Have a fabulous week, you guys. Take care. And remember, I love you. Until we meet again, lean in to get soulful. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful Podcast. If this episode connected with you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you get notified when new episodes drop. Please leave a rating and comment so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at soulfullsobriety@gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. You're the best. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.